利路亚，感谢慈爱的天父，看顾我们大家平安。
Hallelujah, thanks the grace of our Father in heaven that has protected us.
也感谢主耶稣带领我们今天可以放下一切世上的工作来参加联会。
And we give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ that He has put down our burdens so that we can come here to attend this spiritual convocation.
以赛亚书上说，那些与神联合的外邦人，神要带他们到他的殿中喜乐。
In the book of Isaiah, it records the Gentile that unite with the Lord, God will bring them, gather them into His holy temple, and they will be joyful.
他们在神的殿中所献上的一切都要蒙神悦纳。
The sacrifice they make in the temple of God will be pleasing in the eyes of our Lord.
神也要在他的殿中赐下平安给他们。
And God would grant them peace and joy inside His holy temple.
感谢神，我们就是与神联合的外邦人。
Thanks the grace of God, we are the Gentiles that has united with the God in heaven.
今天我们能得到神的恩典。
Today we have received the blessings from our Lord.
我们满心感谢神。
We are full of joy and thanksgiving.
这次灵会我要跟大家分享基督里的新生活。
In this spiritual convocation, I'd like to share with you the new life in Christ.
布道会的主题是基督里的人生。
The new life in Christ was also the topic in the spiritual in evangelical services.
那个是神爱世人所记得耶稣基督带来的恩典。
That is the grace and mercy that Lord Jesus Christ has brought with Him into this world.
当我们领受这些恩典之后，
When we have partake these blessings,
我们就在基督里面。
Now we are in Christ.
我们成为一个新造的人。
We have become a reborn person.
所以圣经上说，一举一动有新生的样式。
This is why the Bible says all our actions is like that of a new person.
那是神荣耀的样式。
That is the image of God, the glorious image of God.
也就是神的形象。
It is the glorious image of God.
所以耶稣基督成为肉身到世上来。
So when Lord Jesus Christ came into the world in flesh,
保罗说他就是神的像。
And Paul says that is the image of God.
他就是以后神的儿女的榜样。
He is the good example of the children of God to come.
所以神预先就定下这个旨意。
So God has predestined and He has sent out this will.
要所有蒙神选召来的这些神的儿女
，that everyone is to call has been called to become his children，
效法他儿子的模样，就是耶稣基督的样式。
Everyone should follow the example of his son, which is the Lord Jesus Christ's image。
所以刚才我们唱了232首赞美诗
，so just now we have sang this hymn 232。
很稀奇的，神要我们与耶稣相同。
So miraculous, we should. How wonderful it is that we should be like Lord Jesus' image.
这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
所以今天我们在基督里面。
So today we who live in Christ.
我们成为一个新造的人。
We have become a renewed person.
我们所要过的生活叫做新生活。
And we should live a new life.
那新生活有新生活的原则。
And to live a new life, there are some principles.
所以神就在基督里面给我们定下了旨意。
So Lord Jesus, God has set up this command for us and within Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在基督里面生活应该遵守哪一些原则？
So these are the principles that we are to abide to in Lord Jesus Christ.
旧约的选民要遵行摩西的律法。
The people of the Old Testament time, the chosen people, they need to abide to the Mosaic law.
那么新约的门徒呢，要遵守神在基督里面所定的原则。
The disciples of the New Testament in Lord Jesus Christ, we need to follow the principles in Lord Jesus.
所以我们一定要很清楚。知道神所定的原则。
So we should come to understanding of these principles very clearly.
我们才能真正过新生活。
Then we can truly live a life, a new life.
显出神的荣耀来。
And to manifest the glory of God.
那么神在基督里面给我们定的旨意。
So this principle that God has said in Lord Jesus Christ for us.
并不是很复杂。
It is not a complicated one.
那是非常简单。
It is very simple.
因为律法是一种重担
，because the law has become a burden on people，
是旧约选民啊没有办法承担的。
It is a burden that the people, the chosen people of Old Testament time, they would could not bear。
所以那些都成为过去了。
But those things has passed。
现在是新的时代。
Now we live in a new generation。
所以今天我们新约的选民
，So today as the new, chosen people in the New Testament time，
我们只要遵守主耶稣基督的。
All we need to do is follow the teachings of Christ.
主耶稣所给我们的是恩典。
The what Lord Jesus brought to us is grace and peace.
所以只要有信心就可以得到。
As long as we come with faith, we shall receive.
只要有信心就可以遵守。
As long as we have faith, then we can abide to these teachings.
所以在新约里头啊。所谈到的就是信心。
So in the New Testament, it emphasizes upon this topic, which is faith.
当我们要谈到这些生活的原则的时候
，When we talk about the principles in our life,
我们首先要认识自己。
The first thing we need to know is ourselves.
因为我已经在基督里面。
Because I am already living in Christ. I have become a newborn person. We have to recognize and come to understanding of our new status. Then we are able to abide to this new principle. If we are unsure of who we are, and then we act as if we were still our old self,
to live a new life.
To try to obey to the new principle,
那是很困难的。
Then it would be very difficult.
所以像主耶稣所说的,
Much like what Jesus has said to us,
新酒一定要放在新皮袋里头。
A new wine is to put in the new bag, new wineskin,
它才不会漏出去。
So it would not break the wineskin.
如果装在旧皮袋里头,
If you put it into the old wineskin,
皮袋会裂开,
then the old wineskin will bewere broken,
酒会漏出去
and this wine will leak.
那么听再多的道理也没有得到益处
So even though this person has listened to so many truths, it is not of benefits to him.
我们的生活也不会有什么改变
and our life will not change.
所以一定要把皮带先换新
So we need to change this wineskin to a new one.
神也早在圣经里头预言。
And God has prophesied this in the Bible a long time ago.
要将以色列人呢换新。
That he is going to renew the Israelites.
要变成一个新人。
And they are to become a newborn person.
才有可能来接受新的道理。
That way they can receive the new teachings.
所以当基督来的时候。
So when Christ comes.
一定要把人换新。
He is going to change the person.
然后才能来接受这个新的。
And then this new person can receive the new blessings.
所以在这个圣经里头告诉我们。
So this is what it says in the Bible.
说到末后的时候。
In the end time.
我要赐给你们一个新的心。
I am going to give you a new heart.
就是把石头心拿掉。
That is to take away your heart of stone.
换成肉心。
And to give you a heart of flesh.
这是一个新的心。
This is a new heart.
然后将新的灵放在里头。
And I'm going to place in you a new spirit.
这样你们就可以来领受我的教训，遵守我的教训。
In this manner, you can accept my teachings and abide to my principles.
如果没有换心。
If you do not change your heart.
那就跟以前一样。
Then you are just like before.
听再多的教训都不会有功效。
No matter how much teachings you have listened to, but it has no effect on you.
所以今天呢，我们要先成为一个新造的人。
So today we have to become a newborn person.
我们先首先看几节圣经。
Let us turn to a couple of scriptures.
看，首先看《哥林多后书》第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5。
哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5。
哥林多后书第五章十七节。
Verse 17。
五章十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 17。
说若有人在基督里面，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
所以今天我们在基督里面。
So today we are in Christ.
我们要很清楚地知道我们是一个新造的。
We have to know it very clearly, we are a new creation.
那么以前那些旧的事情都已经过去了。
And what has happened before, the old things, they have passed.
当我们受洗的时候，那个旧人的一切都已经与基督同钉死在十字架上，并且一同埋葬。
When we baptize, we baptize into Christ. We baptize into His death. All our old self has been crucified onto the cross with Him.
那现在活着这个人是一个从像基督从死里复活一样的一个新造的人。
The person we are today is like a newborn person, a new creation, much like Lord Jesus Christ has resurrected from death. So our baptism is a baptism of revival.
那这个新造的人,
and this new creation,
是怎么造的?
How is he made?
这个是神的最伟大的工程。
This is the most miraculous project of God.
我们看以弗所书。
Take a look at Ephesians.
保罗在以弗所书很详细说明神怎么样在基督里面造新人。
Paul has gone into great detail in the book of Ephesians to tell us how God has created us anew in Lord Jesus Christ.
也就造成了这一个新人。
It is to become. This is where this new creation came about.
在第二章，看。第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
说然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候呢，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。这个是神在基督里面所做的。
This is what Lord has done in Christ.
因为他有丰富的怜悯。
Because he is full of mercy.
因他爱我们的大爱。
Because out of his great love for us.
我们这个旧人呢，在亚当里面这个人已经死在过犯罪恶之中。
Our old self, which came from Adam, has died in sin.
那主耶稣，神让我们跟主耶稣一同活过来。
God allowed us to resurrect along with Lord Jesus Christ.
就是死在过犯之中又活过来。
That is after we have died in sin, but we are resurrected again.
这个就是受洗重生。
This is we are reborn again through baptism.
所以说我们得救是本乎这个恩典，这个是神的恩典。
So today we have accept this grace, this mercy out of love.
那第六节告诉我们。
And verse 6 it tells us.
当我们受洗重生又活过来之后，
After we raised up again with Christ,
这个新造的人，
this new person, this new creation,
他说又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
That we are to be seated with Him, Christ, in the heavenly realm.
所以今天我们的新生命在哪里？
So where is our new life today?
这个生命不是属地的。
This new life does not belong to the world.
这个生命是属天的。
This life belongs to heaven.
我们看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's take a look at Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter
3. 第一节。
Verse 1.
从第一节看，所以你们若真与基督一同复活了，就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things.
因为你们已经死了， 你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
第四节说
，Verse four，
基督是我们的生命。
When Christ, who is your life，
他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里面。
When Christ appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
我们受洗就是与基督一同复活。
We receive baptism, then we have resurrected with our Lord Jesus Christ.
既然我们与基督一同复活了。
And once we have been resurrected, been raised up with the Lord Jesus.
那我们的这个生命啊。就是与基督一同藏在神里面，基督现在在神那里啊。
Then our life will be hidden in Christ with God in heaven, because Lord Jesus Christ is with heaven, in heaven right now.
So, 基督就是我们的生命。
So Lord Jesus Christ is our life.
所以一同复活，一同坐在天上。
So we have been raised up together and seated in the heavenly realm together.
所以保罗说，我们是天上的国民。
So this is what Paul says, we are the citizen of heaven.
这个是超越世上任何的国度。
It is a nationality that's beyond the nations we see on earth.
这个才是最重要的。
And it is the most important to us.
我们在属肉体的有地上的国度的身份。
In our physical body, we have the status of being a citizen of a certain country.
哪一国的国民过那一国的生活，遵守那一国的法律。
As a country citizen, good citizen, we live according to the law of our country.
现在我们有很多人双重国籍的。
There are many people who hold dual citizenship.
到这边来遵守这边的，过这边的生活。
When they come here, they abide to the law and regulations here.
就会很快乐。
And they are very joyful.
回到台湾，过台湾的生活，遵守台湾的话，也是很快乐。
And if they go to Taiwan, they live there and live according to the law of Taiwan, and they are also very joyful.
不能把那边的搬到这边来。
And they cannot bring what is accustomed to there to this place.
也不能用这边的标准带回台湾。
And they cannot bring the expectations here back to Taiwan.
那都是痛苦不喜乐的。
And if they do it this way, then they will be lived in sorrow. Today we are sure we are the citizen of heaven. And this is what's most important. If we do not recognize our status, then it's very difficult for us to live a new life that belongs to heaven.
就享受不到真正的啊，像圣经所说的啊。在地如天的生活。
Then we are not able to live like the Bible described, living on earth as it is in heaven.
就体会不到，真没有办法啊，体会到神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上的那种快乐。
And we are not able to experience the joy that God's will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
我们要了解主耶稣叫我们的祷告这句话很重要。
We need to realize that this is the prayer that Lord Jesus has taught us, which is very important.
第一句话就是让我们认识耶稣基督。
The first thing we need to do is know our Father in heaven.
第二句话就是让我们啊相信受洗啊，接受圣灵。
And the second phrase says we need to believe in baptism and receive the Holy Spirit.
神的国降临在我们心里头。
The kingdom of God will descend into our heart.
好，第三句话很重要。
The third phrase is also very important.
就是新生活。
That is the new life.
神的旨意行在地上，如同在天上。
God, may God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这个就是新生活。
This is a new life.
就会过一种在地如天的生活。
That is, we can live a life on earth as it is in heaven.
所以我们要明白圣经的道理。
We should come to an understanding of the teachings in the Bible.
来过我们的新生活。
And then we can live a new life.
所以保罗很重视这一点。
So Paul has put great emphasis on this point.
我们看回来以弗所书。
Let's turn back to Ephesians.
因为这个新造的人呢，这个是神的大恩典，神的大爱。
Because this creation, new creation, is out of the great love of God.
所以神的旨意，我们一定要明白。
So we need to understand this great principle of God.
我们再看这个以弗所书第二章。
Let's take a look at chapter 2 of Ephesians.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节说
，Verse ten it says，
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里面造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
这里说我们都是神的工作。
Here it says we are God's workmanship.
这个不是我们自己去做成的。
It is not something we have made ourselves to be what we are today.
不是说我们自己想要去改变的。
So it's not we did not choose to be what we are today.
所以有些慕道朋友不太了解。
So some of the truth-seeking friend they did not fully understand this.
哇，信耶稣的人这个也不可以，那也不可以。
Oh, for you Christians, you cannot do this, you cannot do that.
现在我这个坏习惯这么多。
I have so many bad habits.
我不适合。
It's not suitable for me.
等我又改掉了，我再来。
Later on, when I have get rid all my bad habits, then I will come to your church.
那就永远没有机会了。
Then you should have no chance at all.
不是这样的。
It is not like that.
不是要你改的。
It is not that you have to change yourself.
不要你改。
We don't require you to change it yourself.
要你相信就好。
All you have to do is believe.
神就把你叫你重生。
Then God will create in you a new life.
但你这个充满坏习惯的人就死掉了，埋掉了。
And you, the old person who is full of bad habits, will be buried.
那你得到一个新生命，成为一个新造的人。
A new life will be created in you and become a new creation yourself.
来过新生活。
And then you can live a new life.
过那种在地如天的生活。
Live a life on earth as it is in heaven.
这个就是神的恩典。
This is the good will of God.
说只要相信，而不是不要你说我要去做什么。
As long as you believe, it doesn't require you to proactively do something. Because this is, you are the workmanship of God. It is not our own work that this can be done. So in verse 8, it tells us clearly,
说你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourself, it is the gift of God.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Not by works, so that no one can boast.
这一点很重要。
This is a very important point.
法利赛人不明白这个道理。
The Pharisees did not understand this truth.
所以他们认真地遵行律法。自己以为说哇，我这样做就可以。
So they follow the law diligently, and they thought by doing that, then it's okay.
他们很重视人的行为。
They focus much on the deeds of human beings.
其实呢，那是没有功效。
However, it has no effect at all.
说今天我们得救是本乎恩典。
Today we are saved through grace.
因着我们的信。
Through our faith.
这个不是出于人自己的。
This is not something that's out of our own will.
这一切都是出于神。
All of this came from God.
也不是因为我们做什么好行为。
It is not because we have any type of good work that we deserve this.
没有人可以自夸。
So no one can boast.
每一个人都是一样的。
Everyone is on the same level.
白白领受神所给的恩典。
They have received this grace freely.
这是神所造成的。
This is God's workmanship.
所以今天我会成为一个新造的。
So today I am able to become a new person in Christ.
能够完全改变。
I can totally turn myself around.
得到重生。
And to live a new life.
这个不是人的事情。
This is not something that a man can achieve himself.
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
没有一个人可以自夸。
So no one can boast.
如果不明白这个恩典。
So if one person does not understand this grace.
我们的旧观念还在。
Then if we still hold on to our old principles.
我们很容易看。瞧不起那一些软弱的。
And then it's easy for us to look down upon those who are weak.
人就是这样子。
And this is human nature.
当你很重视自己，哇，什么都做得很好。
When you see yourself can perform very well.
相对的，你就看不起那些做不好的。
And you compare yourself to people who is inferior, then you look down upon them.
这个是旧人的观念。
This is the old principle of the old man.
但是新人不是这样。
But a new man thinks in a different manner.
因为没有一个人在神面前可以自夸。
Because no one man can boast in God's presence.
因为我们知道，哇，这个是神的恩典。
Because we know all these we have is the grace of God.
所以呢，没有可夸的。
So there is nothing to boast about at all.
没有可夸的，当然就不会去瞧不起其他。
And if there is nothing to boast about, then we would not be looking down on other people.
就会知道说，哎呀，为这些人祷告，神的恩典临到他。
And we realize that we should pray for these people, so God's grace will be upon them as well.
这个是新的时代。
This is a new generation.
新人的这种心思意念都不一样。
This is the new attitude, the new mentality of the new person.
因为他已经改变。
Because he himself has changed inwardly.
所以我们要清楚明白这个道。
So let us come to understanding of this principle.
所以今天呢，不再强调那些说哦，谁做得好，谁做得不好。
So today we no longer emphasize on who does work better than anybody else.
所以不再凭外貌认人了。
We do not judge a person by the outward appearance. difference.
观念很重要。
This is a very important principle.
我们看回来《哥林多后书》。
Turn back to 2 Corinthians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第五章十六节
Chapter 5, verse 16. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer.
保罗说，所以啊，我们从今以后不凭外貌认人了。
So Paul, this is what Paul said. From now on, we regard no one from a world point of view.
这句话很重要。
This is very important.
所以你看，一个新造的人看人就不一样了。
So a person once he has been reborn into a new life, this the way how he look at people is very different now.
那个偏见的人都带着偏见的那种眼镜啊，那是有色的眼镜就拔掉了。
The prejudice eyeglasses they had, they take it away.
哇，整个颜色都改变。
All the color that they perceive now, it's very different.
整个世界都不一样。
This whole world look like a different world to them.
这是一个新世界。
This is a new, brand new world.
所以今天呢，我们不要再凭外貌认人了。
So today we no longer regard anyone else with a worldly perspective.
我们要用新造的人的观念，这种心啊，去看每一个人。
We use a new spiritual, new person's point of view to look at other things outside.
那这个是怎么看？
So how do we perceive?
神爱世人。
God loves the world.
不管他是哪一个人。
No matter which person it is, God loves.
每一个人都一样。
Everyone is the same.
用神的爱看世人。
And look at people with the love of Christ.
用神的爱看这个世界。
Look at the world with the love of God.
那观念就完全不一样。
Then our perspective will be very different.
这个就是新造的人。
This is a newborn person.
所以我们今天要过新生活。
So today we are to live a new life.
要先把皮带换新。
We have to change the wineskin first.
观念改变过来。
We have to change our principles first.
接受新的道理。
Then we can accept the new teachings.
主耶稣讲道的时候，
When Lord Jesus Christ is giving a sermon,
那些犹太人听了，哎，这个是新道理啊。
And the Jews, when they heard this, they say this is a new teaching indeed.
跟文士教训我们的不一样。
This is something different from the scribes and the Pharisees.
文士讲的是律法。
The scribes and Pharisees, they talk about the law.
主耶稣讲的是神的恩典。
Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed the grace and mercy of God.
律法没有权柄。
The law no longer holds authority.
只是叫你要怎么做。
It only tells you what to do.
但是新道理有权柄。
But the new life, the new teaching has authority.
所以主耶稣讲完道理，有一个换鬼的在那边，主耶稣说，叫把那鬼赶出去，他就好了。
So after Lord's teaching, when Lord Jesus Christ saw a person being possessed by demon, he cast the demon out and the demon left him. Right away.
哎呀，这个是新道理，有权能。
So they say they can see that this new teaching come with power.
跟文士讲的律法不一样。
It is different from the law described by the Pharisees.
今天我们接受的是新道理。
So today we have accept this new teaching.
这个道理在我们心里是有权柄的。
This new teaching living in us and it gives us power.
会改变我们的生命。
And the power to change our life.
会更新我们的心智。
To change our mentality.
会让我们过新生活。
And to allow us to live a new life.
这个是我们应该要有的认识。
And this is the understanding we ought to have.
所以保罗很强调这件事情。
This is something Paul put emphasis on.
第六章。
Let's take a click. Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians.Chapter 6.
15 节
Verse 15. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is a new creation. 16. Peace and mercy to all who follow this rule, even to the Israel of God.
保罗写加拉太书的时候，
When Paul is written this Galatians, the book,
针对那些还很重视律法的那些人讲话。
He wrote this to those people who put great emphasis on the law of old time.
那些犹太主义的，虽然他们已经信主耶稣了，可是呢，还是很重视律法。
Those people who, even though they have believed in Christ, but they hold on to Judaism values.
律法当中最重要的是什么？
So what is the most important thing in the law?
就是割礼。
That is circumcision.
因为不受割礼啊，要从民中剪除。
Because if a person does not receive circumcision, he will be cut off from the people.
如果受割礼啊，哦啊，我就是一个荣耀的神的选民。
If I receive circumcision, then I am a glorious chosen people of God.
所以他们很重视割礼。
So they emphasize greatly on circumcision.
有没有受割礼？
Have you received circumcision?
哇，有哇，那好。
If you have, then you are very good.
没有受割礼。
No, then you'll be cut off.
所以这个是最重要的。
So it's very important to them.
但是这个已经过去了。
However, this has passed.
主耶稣基督已经来。
When Lord Jesus came,
他在十字架上为我们成就了一切。
He has fulfilled all the law on the cross.
我相信他就可以了。
As long as we believe in him, then it is okay.
不需要在律法上这些东西。
We don't need to follow all these things of the old law.
他们不懂。
But they did not understand.
皮带没有换。
They did not change the wineskin. They did not change their principles.
虽然接受了耶稣基督,
so even though they have accepted Lord Jesus,
这个是新酒,
this is a new wine.
可是你的皮带没有换,
but if you do not change the wineskin,
放进去就漏出来了,
then if you put in the new wine into the old skin, the new wine will leak.
问题就出在这里。
This is the problem.
所以保罗啊，用加拉太书啊，详细跟他说明。
So Paul had written this letter to Galatians to tell them about this issue.
要把旧皮带去掉。
That you need to get rid of your old wineskin.
要换新的皮带。
To change it to a new one.
啊，最后结论就是这句话。
And this is the conclusion.
说受割礼不受割礼无关紧要。
Receiving circumcision has nothing to do with salvation.
这个不重要。
It's not important to me. What is important?
要紧的就是做新造的人。
What is important to live as a new creation?
做新造的人就是过新生活。
Living as a new creation means you live a new life.
这个才是重要的。
This is what's important.
今天我们在基督里面的每一个弟兄姐妹一定要明白这个。
So all the brothers and sisters in Christ today, we need to understand this teaching.
不要再有旧的观念。
Let us not hold on to our old principles.
不要用旧的观念来看自己。
Let us not see ourselves with a worldly point of view. This is the first point.
第二,
secondly,
不要用旧的观念看人。
Let us not use the worldly point of view to look at others.
更不要用旧的观念看主耶稣。
And don't look at Lord Jesus Christ from the worldly perspective.
你要知道旧约的人呢，对神的观念是怎么样。
What is the perspective the Old Testament time people have toward God?
跟我们不一样的。
It's very different.
所以你现在在读旧约啊，他们在祷告啊，那个要小心啊。
So in the old, if we were reading Bible about how they pray in the Old Testament, we have to be very careful.
今天我们祷告跟他们祷告是不一样的。
Today the way how we pray is very different from how they used to pray.
他们会求神啊，把仇敌灭掉。
They ask God to destroy their enemies.
我们可以吗？
Can we do that?
不可以哦。
We are not. We should not.
所以你在读诗篇的时候，你要小心啊。
So if we're reading the book of Psalm, we have to be careful.
不要把那哇，对，我也是这样祷告，完蛋了。
So we don't say that. Oh, I'm going to pray like then and so, then we'll be in deep trouble.
因为这个皮带就破掉。
Then your wineskin will break.
所以你读旧约，你就要小心。
So when we're reading the Old Testament, we have to be careful.
那新约你就放心了。
And if we're reading the New Testament, then it will take heart.
信心接受，你就会得到。
We accept it with faith, and we will receive.
但是你读旧约的时候，你要小心。
When we're reading Old Testament, we just need to be careful.
你要用新约的道理去分辨它，这个是。
We have to use the
现在合不合理。
Teachings from the New Testament time to judge to see if it's according.
哎呀，这个已经过去了， 这个都丢掉了。
If it has passed, then we throw it away.
这样才不会受害哦。
That way we will not be contaminated.
就是我看到我们很多信徒都受害。
I see a lot of people came into trouble because of that.
我们很多信徒一直查考旧约，都受害。
They continue to study the Old Testament and they could not understand it.
主耶稣的道理啊，都装不进去。
Then if they hold on to the Old Testament time too much, they cannot accept the new teaching of Lord Jesus Christ. They continue to draw themselves in these old teachings.
很可惜啊。
Very pitiful.
这样的人太多了。
There are too many people live in this manner.
所以我心里面呢，一直想把主耶稣的恩典带到每一个地方。
So I continue to want to bring this grace of Lord Jesus Christ wherever I go.
只要大家把皮带换新。
As long as you change yourself into a new wineskin,
一切都会改变。
Then everything can change.
一定会在地如天。
You can live on earth as it is in heaven.
如果皮带没有换新。
If you do not change your wineskin,
你再努力都没有用。
No matter how hard you try, it's useless.
你越认真啊，越热心啊，你就越痛苦。
The more zealous you are, the more effort you put in, the more pain you will experience.
有些人 努力到最后变成法利赛人。
So some people they emphasize too much and put in too much effort, they become Pharisees themselves.
在教会里面就是在批评这个批评那个。
So in church they criticize this and they criticize that.
这样的话你看就很可怕了。
Then they become very terrified persons.
所以今天我们一定要改变。
So today we need to change.
我希望这一次联会让大家改变。
So hopefully through this spiritual convocation that everyone can change.
那你们就受益无穷了。
Then you can be greatly edified.
以后你们会很快乐。
Later on you will be full of joy.
你们来到教会敬拜神的时候，大家会很快乐。
So when you come to the church to worship God, you will be full of joy.
教会你们不会再听到彼此批评论断的话。
There will be no more criticism.Inside the church.
在家里也不会。
And in home, you will not hear as well.
在社会也不会。
And in society, you will not hear these things at all.
这个才是真的在地如天。
And thanks the grace of God, then we can live a life on earth as it is in heaven.
就是做新造人。
So the most important thing is to live as a new creation.
那16节告诉我。
16, it says,
凡照这个道理去行的。
Whoever do according to this new truth,
愿平安怜悯加给他们。
May peace be with them.
这个是我们。
This is us.
还有呢，那一些神的以色列民。
And those the Israelites of God.
以后以色列人会相信。
Later on, the Israelites they will come to the Lord.
他们现在还不信。
Now they still do not believe.
以后他们会信。
Later on, but they later on they will.
当他们信了以后
，when they come to believe,
他们也要遵循这个道理。
They will follow this truth.
做一个新造的人
，to live as a new creation。
好，那么神的平安怜悯就临到他们。
And peace of God and the grace of God will be unto them。
感谢神。
Thanks the grace of God。
只要我们按照这个道理啊，追求做新造人。
As long as we do according to this principle and pursue after to live as a new creation today，
神的平安怜悯就会临到我们。
God's peace and mercy will come to us。
那我们很平安，很快乐。
And we'll be very peaceful and very joyful.
这个就是圣经里头重要的教训。
And this is the important teaching of the Bible.
我很希望，尤其是新受洗的，明白这个道理真好。
Especially the new baptized members, if they can understand this, it'll be very good.
我信主以来会快乐，就是因为我明白这个道理。
After I come to believe in Lord Jesus Christ, and I can live a joyful life because I understand this.
我听到那一些不合乎这个真理的。我都会不会拒绝，我不会接受的。
So those, if I hear anything that does not according to this truth of salvation, I would not accept.
所以我一天天都很快乐。
So every day I live a joyful life.
不然的话会被别人吓住了。
Or else I will be burdened by others.
因为很多人都会讲律法的。
Because a lot of people they like to talk about the law.
律法比较容易讲。
Because the law is easier to proclaim.
It's
one after another, and then you cannot breathe after too many.
当我听福音的时候，哇，这个恩典多好，很快乐。
When I listen to the gospel, how wonderful it is, this good news.
当我受洗以后
after I be baptized,
哇，律法一条两条三条一条这样。
This law come to me one after another.
所以有些人吓坏了，我信了，不信了。
And some people say, oh, no, I may not want to believe anymore.
这个是很危险的事情。
And this is something very dangerous.
感谢神。
Thanks the grace of God.
我没有受害。
I was not harmed.
因为我是从恩典入门的。
Because I came through grace.
我是从圣灵入门的。
I came through Holy Spirit.
圣灵就带领我。
And Holy Spirit guided me to understand all these truths. To understand the teaching of Christ.
所以我知道，哎，这个不对，这个过去了。
So I realized this is not right. This has passed already.
我不接受这种。
I'm not going to accept it.
所以我就不受害。
So I am not contaminated.
我就天天很快乐。
And then I can live a joyful life.
主耶稣说，我的轭是容易的，我的担是轻省的。
Because the Lord says my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
所以任何人加重担给我，我说我拒绝。
So anyone trying to give me a burden, I refuse to take it.
不是从主耶稣来的。
Because it is not from Christ.
任何要把一个困难的事情来给我。
Someone want to give me something that is burdensome.
啊，说我拒绝。
I say I refuse.
这个不是主给我。
This is not from the Lord.
今天呢，我们要遵守主的教训就好。
Today, as long as we hold on to the teaching of Christ, then it's okay.
新的道理。
It is the new teaching.
是。恩典的道理。
This is a teaching of grace.
是有全能的道理。
It is full of power.
会让我们成为一个新造人。
Allowed us to transform us into a new creation.
新的生活。
To live a new life.
这种在地如天的生活。
To live a life on earth as it is in heaven.
今天我们在基督里面的每一个新造人应该要享受的。
This is something that everyone who lives in Christ should enjoy.
啊, 感谢神。
Thanks the grace of God.
我们休息一下。
Let's take a break.
我们先默祷。
About him praying.